This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good evening. So we're holding over here Perek Lamed Gimel. So this is in time and mitzvahs. He had spoken before about the general idea that mitzvahs have a tachlis, that the tachlis of mitzvahs is to change a person gradually. And now, so now it's a more general overview of what are the possible tachlesim of mitzvahs. And that's basically Lamed Gimel, Lamed Daled are going to be two general points about mitzvahs, and then the different types of mitzvahs and specific each mitzvah, the kavanas, talking about the end, and then two or three more talking about. Part of the Kavanas of the Torah is to be Memayit Taivis and only get the absolute necessity. Food, drink, women, that's the general taiva. V'zehu ha-mevatel mishleimus adam acharin. That is something which is mevatel, the shleimus of a person. Ha-mazik le-gamkein b'shleimus ha-rishin. It's not only that you don't have, that if you sink into Gashmis, you don't have olam haba, but it stirs a person's, it interferes a person's life in this world. In other words, meaning a good, happy society is also when people indulge, it's disruptive. It disrupts community and family. Because when you sink into taiva, you stop thinking about deeper things. A person destroys his body when he indulges. Adam dies younger. So unbridled taiva pushes a person to everything bad. We can see it in a very stark representation. When a person is addicted to some drug or something, so that becomes his entire being, because it's such a powerful pleasure/need, and it b'meila means it drops out of everything else. The more indulgent a person becomes, the more his focal point is about himself and his taivas, and the other person, he has less. I mean, you know, he could give tzedakah maybe, but to say that the person puts himself out for others and so forth, it's memayit. It's just the mitzias is, it's a very powerful focal point. So once taiva becomes the focal point, it becomes the b-roll. So Rosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs to rein it in. Umana mikol mashe mevi l'roi taiva v'lahano levat. And a lot of the restraints are against overindulgence. V'zeh kavonik doyle mekavonis es ha-teira. This is one of the primary kavonis of teira. Alit istakel diva ha-teira ech she tzivso la-harig mishanir minyanoi shumav v'koshus ha-nos ha-meichel v'mishter. When Sayomar, take a look at the teira. When the Torah is looking for someone that displays signs of unhealthy indulgence to a point that will become a menace to society, Ben Sarah Murray is the example. For Amram Zerlo Vesever, Vitsiva Ligres of Avonim, or the Mile of Aram and Oilam, Now, I want to add a certain point. So everyone always says, the Rambam says that the Chush HaMishush is a Cherpalanu, and the Ramban says that no, it's a mitzvah, and everyone makes it a machlekes to Rambam Ramban. Even diehard Rambamistim tend to go with the Ramban on this one, and they feel that they allow themselves to have hanos because Ramban says it's okay. That's kind of a distortion Ramban. Let's take a simple example. A person's eating. So when you say, you're a chaza, you sit and eat all day, I'm not really saying that eating is bad. I'm saying that taivas achila is bad. That if somebody sits and eats, so a person who sits down and says to himself, what would be an ideal diet for myself? Well, what are the things to eat that will make me good? So on and so forth. I go with that. I don't think there's anyone that could say this anything but good. And it's true about everything. If my sense is seichel directing me what's right and appropriate, then yes. But if it's indulging, where what I'm really doing is I'm fressing, whether I eat it more or less, that's never good. We need to separate the ma'isa, the taivas achila, from the achila itself. Somebody told me he learned at Stanford when Rav Moshe Shapiro was there. Moshe Shapiro was in Stanford in 1970s, mid 70s. He was Rosh Yeshiva there, and he was there without his family for 2 years about. And then, so Bach, he would eat with the Bach on Friday night, Shabbos. So Bach told me that. So this Bach came from a Hamish background. He was sitting next to my Shapiro, and he was saying, as he was eating Friday night the food, he was saying, "L'shem mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh." And so my Shapiro put his hand down and said, "Elia, I think a different pasuk would be more appropriate for you." I said, "Yeah, what?" He said, "L'shem sisay v'simchu b'nei me'ai." That would probably be a lot more appropriate to describe what you're doing. And Ramosha did not take kindly to put-ons. Al kaponim, the Torah wanted to restrict, and you see that b'seira meira, the Torah describes it as an act of unbridled indulgence. And it will lead to everything, because just like an addicted person will do anything just to get his pleasure, he only lives for that pleasure, that need, or that fix. This is the same thing also. That's one. Two, another general kavana. V'chein michlal kavanas ha'teira harakus. Rakus means not the person is malleable as much as the person is approachable, he has goodwill, he would like to get along. That a person be amenable, maybe amenable is sort of a right word. Bilti nishvel. There's some people, when you ask for something, the first question is, what's in it for me? And unless you can convince me why I should do it, I'm not going to do it. There's another person where his gut reaction is yes, unless there's some issue. For Haskis Shema Yisrael. So it's very interesting. Haskis Shema Yisrael, he learns, is not only talking about Ben Oren L'Makom, he's talking about Chaveri. That a person should be nishma. A person should im tayvu shmatem. So the Rambam is actually taking these psukim, which nominally are talking about ben adam lemakom, and saying it's a good hanhaga, and it applies between people also. So that's the second general kavanah. So all of bin, okay, so let's maybe all of bin Adam l'chaveiroi is there, not that we shouldn't hurt another person, but that people should be amenable to each other. There should be something amicable about in the relationship, a positive relationship. Three, the So these the various restrictions are because the Torah won't be made. So Kedusha's mitzvahs. So it's very interesting because the Torah, obviously, in all these cases, spoke about very specific ma'isim. A nida is aser, but so it's nida. It's not as if the Torah, it's not as if these mitzvahs can be seen as a kololistic amiyot. And they're very, very specific. They're different arayas. But the Rambam learns that it's a kololistic inyan in the Torah. So he said the word kedusha is meramis to all of these things. Omnam, he says. General cleanliness is something that Torah was also interested in. It comes after a person not having bed or tamedika deis or midas. Omnam she yaspik l'odom nikui hanira berchitza v'tazvanavad that cleanliness should be just superficial cleanliness and roiv atayu tanugim asher machal mishke ubetachas aknos. That a person looks clean and everything, but he's filthy in pnimius. That would be taskus. Omri shayb is a miskachim ventarium alaganois, achasachs batovach, oichabsachas, and so on. Yema, shemitar viskachim chromos and the gulf for samim, they cleanse themselves outwardly. But in the inside the house, everything they continue to be married. The eating things are also achbar. Could be that's a reference to taiva. The basic point of that criticism is that they seem to be externally pure, but internally they're filthy. The Torah wanted first that we should become tahar, bepnimius, and then outside. So he seems to be referring over here to nyanim like mikveh. In other words, there is no, I mean, there is no real mitzvah that a person keeps himself clean. I mean, it's no mitzvah to take a shower, no mitzvah essay in particular, but the rechitza that he's talking about could fit like the pasuk uses many times rechitza for mikveh, and this is where he says that it's important a person be mitaim himself bepnimius and not just going into the mikveh. I think that might be.
Wait, don't we see by Hillel that he was Machmir? He felt it was doing
Fine,
to.
that's a chazal, but first of all. It's called a chesed with his guf. In other words, it's like keeping a guf healthy, but it's not the cleanliness shabai. So I know it's then he says So So if you take a look, what I've put down are hakdamas for a lot of mitzvahs, and a lot of mitzvahs, once we have a general sense of where mitzvahs are going to, we can place many mitzvahs there. Perek Lamed Dalet. One more point, a general klal about mitzvahs and time of mitzvahs. Mashetzorach shetateehu gam kein, shatayra loytabed ledavar azar. Torah does not address the unusual, rare, different circumstance. What it means is like this: I'm going to tell you a time, a mitzvah for X, Y, or Z, and you'll tell me, but in this case, or for this person, or under these circumstances, it's counterproductive. Let's take a simple example. We can speak about Hilchos Nida as helping cement the family. You have somebody who has a hard time, going to the mikveh. There's problems, and you say, "Well, in this case, it's stressing the family away." So he says, "You don't have to. It is appropriate. It is perfectly appropriate to say that the tachlis of mitzvahs is a general klal." And it maybe doesn't apply to this person. It's b'chayiv the person, but the point is, I don't have to go on a limb on every single case how the mitzvah is helping this person. Avol kol ma sheyotze lelamdoi midas o mida o ma'ase moel om lechaminyan shalav reif. It is perfectly valid and appropriate to say that the mitzvahs and the time of mitzvahs apply generally. I don't have to explain that what happened to that particular person. So take a look at the Bria Kodesh Baruch Hu made. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made many, many positive elements in the Bria, positive elements in the sense that this helps a person live this or that. Some people, it doesn't work for them. And that's perfectly okay. In other words, the fact that occasionally some sort of, so let's take an example that's become more prominent, is it? The immune system is an amazing, amazing system, and it helps keep us healthy. But for some people, they have an autoimmune disease, and the immune system beats up their devours their body. Okay, but so we say that it doesn't take away from that. We can look at it and say that this is a general klal is very good. Occasionally, someone is burnt by it. So there's no problem in saying that the Torah's kavana is not realized in each person. Torah is given from the perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not kefi each person's own little issues. So to have anything that other than that, to say that the Torah is given per person would be an impossibility. It can't be. It says Torah is given nitamei roya echad. Torah does not reflect personal needs. It reflects all-encompassing truths as covered by Shalom. So these are going to be universal and one, and this is how it's going to go. So So he said it would mean you would dismantle the mitzvahs because you'd have to give a separate Torah for each person. You would have to, each person would find times when it doesn't apply to him, and everything would collapse. Umipneze says, Ein roye she yikoshu en yonem uchuvanim kavanu rishayinu matera lebezal lebemokot. And therefore, it can't be that the sherish of mitzvahs are tied to any particular tkufa or place. They're more general, they're universal, and b'meila, they may or may not fit perfectly in any specific case. I want to add a little bit about this. So this A sounds a bit different than what we're used to. I want to try to make some sense out of it as follows. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would say, one of his Musa Shmuzim was, that the world is nidon kefi the chlal. So you have times, as the Joshua Ran says also, you have xeris, that are cloistic xeris. Now, whenever there's a cloistic xera, that takes precedence over the protistica, warning or not warning. And b'meila, we look at the klal and not at the prat. That's what I'm trying to say. So he's called it as the cheshma, kloli cheshma prat. So l'moshel, if Ploini Almoini had an unusual occurrence, something unusual happened to him, I will try to scratch my head and figure out what's the Hashgacha telling me, why this person deserved it, and so on. But if it's something that happened to, there's a war going on, I don't need to explain why this particular person died, that particular person died. I need to understand why the war came. Because the war is a cloistic anhaga, and in it is the nature that type of anhaga that all sorts of autistic people suffer. But that's not the, but I look at it from a different vantage point. That's the, as to say. And then he would add, the afal pikein, the cheshma proti, shtims at the cheshma koli. Rav Chaim liked paradoxes. So this was a good way for him to end the shmuz, was that the cheshma proti, shtims chesh koli. What he means to say, and I guess I'm entitled to read into it, what he meant to say was, what's begoli, what's behesta? So, if there's a war, why this particular person was killed, that particular person, the other particular person was killed, that's something which is not, it's not answerable, because the hanhaga that's being shaylet now is the kolistik hanhaga. So therefore, my question is, why did the war come? What's the reason? The dominant factor that's dictating what's happening is this kolistik hanhaga. Now, there's a nistadika hanhaga where different people get caught up in the war for their own personal reasons or didn't have the schus to get out. There's what the darshin, but it's not the primary drasha, it's the secondary drasha. It's something which is a specific event within a cloud. So you would say, so that's the reason. So I think the Rambam's point is also, if I need to ask myself, what's the time of Mrs. Matz or whatever it is? So a time that fits the rave people right at a time is sensible. So I'll come and ask, well, what about this person is going to be having such a situation, that put on another situation, and invented this and that. Meseda, those are all, it's fine. It's legitimate to answer that the time of Mitzvah with the cloud. There could be, and there is, a hashgacha pratis, where each person is, so if a person, a marshal, can't eat I don't know, it can eat glutinous or can eat matzah. It has problems eating matzah. So there are different ways of so I can understand it on a personal level, but I can't understand it on a cholistic level because it makes perfectly sense. It is perfectly sensible to say the Torah meant it for the Raif. The fact that we can also dash and say why the Prat was different, say that, but it's not part of the same level of Teretz. It's not part of this Teretz. Okay, let's get a little bit into the next paragraph. Hey, Kulam Arba. So he's going to give 14 klolim for the mitzvahs. What's fascinating is that the Rambam wrote a sefer on all the mitzvahs in Torah, and he has 14 svarim. He had a chazaka, is 14 svarim. Now, what he lists over here, this splitting, this overlap, it's not neat, like it's not a neat thing. But b'cholofen, I guess I'm not sure. It's hard to judge what are the chances, because I mean it's not as if these are finite elements, very specific elements. These are general kolim. So to say that by random it would have picked 14 and would have come could be, but I don't know. Hakla rishon koila fundamental deos. Vehema hazeh oid. So tshuva is actually inserted in Elsie Sarah, but tiniest is interesting. The Rambam lists it in Zmanim, which is most appropriate. So to say what the Toelis of good deus is, that doesn't make any sense to ask that question. And that's like the Ramashita, that's be'etzem schar, that's be'etzem what's good, and so on. Aklala sheni koila mitzvah sanitas bisavarizura. So avarizura. And according to Rambam, the many, many mitzvahs fall under that criteria. And he says, Vidasha Kloy Bugodim Varla Kloy Karim and Gankam is our cloud. Moshe is poor. The Sibasa Kal Gamki Duam Nature Amisadeus Amitis. So this is, he says, is easy to figure out what its pachas is and so on. Aklalashlishi koilah mitzvah at least particular midas, amas farnum bilchas deus. The adurashibit tuva midas tishalim chevespni odom ikbitseyem ashehuachrecha the sidin yoni odom. Okay, I think we'll hold it over here. The seder. Okay, so
Shailon, Shailon, Paraklavadalid.
yeah.
The Rambam is saying that the mitzvahs are they're, the time the mitzvahs are going to work al haklal. If we have, we had this discussion before, but we have the prate dinim within the mitzvah. If you have a prate din within the mitzvah that will never, that the time will never clock with, is that something that the Rambam would admit is a kasha, or is that something?
When the Rambam speaks later on, he says about prote mitzvahs. These are just details. At some point, there's not, you can't. I mean, you can't ask why this or this. If I tell you I need a house, so with the protim of the house, I already just go in to make a house. I want to ask something. So the Rambam obviously did not have access to Kabbalah. That's true, but I don't know if the Rambam denies that. As much as he's saying it is legitimate to present al derech hapshat an understanding and it works fine. It whether we know that there's a lot of rimozim and different things in the protea mitzvahs and who knows what, doesn't take away from the fact that it is legitimate also to say, to say that this is the prat. So al derech hapshat, all of this is legitimate. There are other things beyond pshat.
Yeah,
Okay,
I guess the just the nakuda that I'm trying to get at is that there's going to be some prate dinim that will never clap with the time of mitzvah. So the time of mitzvah is gevaldik, and it's even good for the klalim and the pratim. We don't care about the pratim, but then you could have a din within the mitzvah that will make a problem.
So according to the According to him, it is fine, but and yes, whether there are also whether there is also specific things that might make sense of it, it could be, but it doesn't need to be. What the Rambam is saying is this stands on its own. A general hesbed that gives out the meat of the mitzvah is a tam and it's appropriate. One can say right with that. Whether or not we can say many more, and Chazal give all sorts of mazim in the Medrashim, a different pratim on the meaning of this, meaning the chutim, the meaning of everything, fine. But that doesn't have to be. It is perfectly legitimate for a person to learn up the sugya of mitzvahs and say, taimim that fit the klal.